Yesterday I had an interesting double feature. It was The Last American Hero, directed by Lamont Johnson, starring Jeff Bridges from 1973, and The Great Waldo Pepper from 1975, starring Robert Redford, directed by George Roy Hill. This was interesting. I easily prefer The Great Waldo Pepper. I think The Last American Hero doesn't really hold up as a movie. It does sort of, but it's just not as interesting or as cinematic as The Great Waldo Pepper, which I'm going to spoil here on the pod. And by the way, I'm not promoting them, but if you haven't heard The Great Waldo Pepper episode of the Video Archives podcast, it's great. Quentin Tarantino and Roger Avery talk about it, break it down. Roger Avery seems to be the bigger fan, but they talk about George Roy Hill as a director, a thematic director, and I'll get more into that in a later episode, probably, unless it's the same episode. But the one thing that really stuck out to me was the death of Susan Sarandon. I know they talk about this, or Susan Sarandon, they talk about this on the episode, but the whole movie shifts and changes and gets a lot more kind of serious and dour and even a little dark. I found it to be a disturbing scene when she dies, and I truly didn't expect it to happen, and I forgot even what they said on the episode about it. I think it turned a lot of people off at the time. I think it kept it from being like a mega hit. It's an interesting turn of events. The movie is very cinematic. I love the way it's shot. It's got this kind of widescreen CinemaScope look. It's big, it's glossy, and I do think the script is good. The dialogue is good. I love the dialogue. I love the way the scenes play out. Waldo Pepper is an interesting character. There's an interesting dynamic between him and Susan Sarandon's character, and then also, I think it's Margot Kidder plays, I don't know if it's his wife, who it is exactly, but then they have an interesting dynamic, and I also like the dynamic that he has with his kind of, this other pilot who they start out as rivals, but then they start to work together. He's kind of known as the second greatest pilot in the world. The first greatest is this German guy. I guess they were both in World War I, but Waldo Pepper didn't have a chance to see combat, something like that. And he ends up, so the movie shifts after the death of Susan Sarandon, and he moves out to Hollywood and starts working as a stuntman, which I think is interesting. This movie is like a novel. It's really expansive. So while in Hollywood, they're making a movie about this guy, the greatest pilot in the world. I forget his name. And they want Waldo Pepper to do stunts for them, flying stunts. And he ends up meeting this guy, and it's a great scene when these two great pilots meet. I should talk a little bit about The Last American Hero. Jeff Bridges plays this he's kind of like a good old boy, but he's like basically a race car driver. For a movie about racing, there isn't a lot of racing in this movie. But you see him do this kind of, I don't know what they call it, stock car rally or something. Oh, which reminds me of the Flying Circus in Great Waldo Pepper. I never knew that was a real thing. They used to have flying circuses back in the day, back when flight was this amazing thing, and they didn't, you know, commercial airline didn't exist, airmail didn't exist. They talk about that in the movie. But yeah, The Last American Hero. So Gary Busey plays Jeff Bridges' brother in the movie, and I think he may give the best performance. He was, like, at the time, probably one of the best kind of young actors of his generation. And then he got in the, I'm still recording, the motorcycle accident, and everything changed for him. But he's got this sort of weird, almost creepy magnetism to him, and he's very naturalistic.
This has been a production of Reptilian.